Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo, herzlich willkommen zur nächsten Folge. Heute beschäftigen wir uns mit dem Kauf von Kleidung. Wenn du das Abo an der Speed Learning School hast, dann oder an der Speed Learning Academy, wir sind ja mittlerweile umgezogen, dann such dir den Text für Video 70. Da kannst du das Ganze mitlesen und hast die deutsche Übersetzung, den englischen Text im Original. Und kannst du natürlich auch verschiedene weitere Übungen machen und dir auch ja, die Texte noch mal ein bisschen intensiver angucken, das Vokabular rausziehen und so weiter und so fort. Ich mache die Übung wieder vor und danach gebe ich dir Zeit, die Übung selbstständig zu absolvieren. Viel Spaß, lass uns beginnen.
Hello, there you are again.
Hey, here you are.
Today we're going clothes shopping.
Yes.
I'll give you the information you need and you talk to the shop assistant.
Okay, I'm ready.
Here is an example. Brown shoes, size 43.
I need brown shoes, size 43.
You could have the conversation like this.
Yes.
Good afternoon. Do you have any brown shoes, size 45?
Okay.
I'll be the salesperson and then answer. Yes, we have brown shoes in size 45. Then you ask, how much do the shoes cost? I answer, for example, with, the shoes cost 79 euros. To which you reply, all right, I'll take the shoes.
Okay, that's easy.
Then I ask, do you pay cash or by card?
Always cash.
You answer, with credit card, please.
Oh.
Did you understand everything?
I think so.
Then let's get started.
Let's get started.
Black shoes, size 41.
Do you have black shoes, size 41?
Yes, we have black shoes, size 41.
How much do they cost, please?
The shoes cost 58 euros.
All right, I will take them.
Do you pay cash or with a card?
Always cash.
Red dress, size 38.
Well, do you have a red dress, size 38?
Yes, we have a red dress, size 38.
Can I have a look at it? And how much does it cost?
The dress costs 134 euros.
Pooh, that's a lot. Anyway, it's not for me, I'll take it.
Do you pay cash or by card?
I would like to pay with Bitcoin, if that's possible.
Green t-shirt, size L.
Do you sell green t-shirts, size L?
Yes, we have a green t-shirt, size L.
And how much does that one cost?
The t-shirt costs 39 euros.
Okay, I'll take 10 of them, please.
Do you pay cash or by card?
By card. Swimming postcard.
Grey blouse, size 40.
Grey what? Grey blouse, ah.
Yes, we have grey blouses in size 40.
Yes, grey blouses, size 40. I take one.
The blouse costs 68 euros.
Oh, that's too expensive. Half one?
Do you pay cash or by card?
Well, I would like to pay cash. No, I don't take it.
Blue trousers, size 54.
Do you have blue trousers, size 54?
Yes, we have blue trousers, size 54.
And how much do they cost?
The trousers cost 159 euros.
That's a lot. Anyway, I'll take it.
Do you pay cash or by card?
I need to pay with gold if you accept that.
Leather gloves, size M.
Do you have leather gloves, size M?
Yes, we have leather gloves in size M.
And how much do they cost?
The gloves cost 38 euros.
That's a fortune. Do you accept money?
Do you pay cash or by card?
Well, with diamonds maybe, or with oil?
Red brassiere, size 80C.
Red brassiere, size 83.
Yes, we have red brass in size 80C.
Oh, the brass, yeah. How much?
The bra costs 89 euros.
89 euros. Well, it's sexy, I take it.
Do you pay cash or by card?
I want to steal it and run away. Is that possible?
That really worked out very well again.
Thank you very much.
Now take a break and in the next video I'll show you what you can say if you don't like an item of clothing or if it's too expensive.
All right.
See you then.
Okay, also. Ja, verschiedene Kleidungsstücke, verschiedene Bezeichnungen. Natürlich werde ich als Mann jetzt seltener eine Bluse, ein Kleid oder ein BH kaufen, es sei denn, es wird ein Geschenk für meine Holde. Indes sollte man trotzdem die verschiedenen Begriffe dafür kennen. Und wenn dir das wieder zu schnell ging oder du überlegen musst oder nochmal nachhören möchtest, dann hast du gleich die Möglichkeit, das ja, Gespräch hier im Podcast auch entsprechend zu stoppen. Was auch eine gute Möglichkeit ist, wenn du das Avatar-Training gebucht hast und die Texte vorliegen hast, dass du diese MP3-Dateien hier oder diesen Podcast als Diktat verwendest. Ich habe das in einer früheren Podcast-Folge schon mal erwähnt. Du hörst dir das einfach an, stoppst immer wieder nach jedem Satz und schreibst den Text auf und vergleichst ihn dann mit der Originalversion. So hast du die Möglichkeit, dein Leseverständnis, dein Hörverständnis, deine Aussprache natürlich und auch deine Schreibfähigkeiten zu unterstützen und zu verbessern. Aber jetzt erstmal die Übung für dich. Viel Spaß.
Hello, there you are again. Today we're going clothes shopping. I'll give you the information you need and you talk to the shop assistant. Here is an example. Brown shoes, size 43. You could have the conversation like this. Good afternoon, do you have any brown shoes, size 45? I'll be the salesperson and then answer. Yes, we have brown shoes in size 45. Then you ask, how much do the shoes cost? I answer, for example, with, the shoes cost 79 euros. To which you reply, all right, I'll take the shoes. Then I ask, do you pay cash or by card? You answer, with credit card, please. Did you understand everything? Then let's get started. Black shoes, size 41. Yes, we have black shoes, size 41. The shoes cost 58 euros. Do you pay cash or with a card? Red dress, size 38. Yes, we have a red dress, size 38. The dress costs 134 euros. Do you pay cash or by card? Green t-shirt, size L. Yes, we have a green t-shirt, size L. The t-shirt costs 39 euros. Do you pay cash or by card? Grey blouse, size 40. Yes, we have grey blouses in size 40. The blouse costs 68 euros. Do you pay cash or by card? Blue trousers, size 54. Yes, we have blue trousers, size 54. The trousers cost 159 euros. Do you pay cash or by card? Leather gloves, size M. Yes, we have leather gloves in size M. The gloves cost 38 euros. Do you pay cash or by card? Red brassiere, size 80C. Yes, we have red brass in size 80C. The bra costs 89 euros. Do you pay cash or by card? That really worked out very well again. Now take a break and in the next video I'll show you what you can say if you don't like an item of clothing or if it's too expensive. See you then.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprache, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.